This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 2nd, 2024. We'll finish Tesvav Amud Beis 15b. It is the third section. It's the blue text. So yesterday, right, we had Rav Nechemya, who said, right, that when you have produce that's only once a year, you will follow the picking and not the formation of that fruit. Rav Yochanan said the people follow, or at least for carob trees like Rav Nechemya, that we then asked a question from these white figs, which not only do they not have two crops a year, it takes 3 years for one crop, and everyone follows the formation and not the picking, and that seems to be a question for Rav Yochanan. It says we hold like Rav Nechemya. So Amalei Rabbi Abba HaKohen, the Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Okay, so Rabbi Abba says to Rabbi Yossi, both Kohanim, Amai Ishtik. Right? Why was he quiet? Why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? He could actually have something good to respond to Reish Lakish. Leimalei, right? Why doesn't he say, right, Amina Lecha Ana Rabbi Nechemya, right? I told you I hold like Rabbi Nechemya. And you're going to bring me some from Memra of the rabbis, right, about the white figs, etc. I told you I hold like Rav Yochanan. I told you I hold like Rav Nechemya, says Rav Yochanan. Leave me alone. So really, the Gemara says, no, Mishum de Amarle, because really what he was saying to him was, Shavakta Rabbanan ba'avadetak Rav Nechemya. You leave the Rabbanan, the majority, the people we bask like, you're holding like Rav Nechemya. Are you nuts? We don't do that. That's really the question. So he couldn't respond, I hold like Rabbi Nechemya, because you shouldn't, because the Rabbanan hold otherwise. So why doesn't he say, Kamina lecha nahagu? I said the people have the custom. Ve'at amar li'isur, and you're talking about isur and heter, prohibitions and whatnot. Right? I'm telling you, this was their custom. That's all I reported. So no, because really the question was, the amar le, b'makam isura. Kinagu shavkinalahu, right? If it's really usur, if there's really a problem, right, and they practice it, you just left them, right? You just let them do it. You got to stop them. You got to tell them what the halacha is, right? Valeimalei, but he still could have responded. Ki amina lecha ana maaser charuvim derabanan. Right, I was talking about the maaser of carob trees, which is derabanan. Right, be'at amarli shviz de'oraisa. Right, and you're talking to me about shmita produce, which is de'oraisa. Okay, de'oraisa is one thing. A derabanan, we can have a different rule. So ella, right, that seemed to be actually a pretty pretty good answer. So ella Rabbi HaKohen, right? Rather, Rabbi Abba HaKohen said to me, "Hani meheshiva reish lakish l'tshuva zu." Right. I mean, I'd be wondered if Reish Lakish answered this question. Says, what do you mean, Heshiva? That's all wrong. Ha'osva, you know, he's the one who asked the question. All right, now I got another strange back and forth in the Gemara, but okay. Ela Ema, rather say, I'd be wondered in Kibla, Rabbi Yochanan, im lo Kibla. I mean, did Rabbi Yochanan accept it? Or no, right? Maybe he accepted he was quiet. Or maybe he didn't respond because he thought the question was so foolish, because the answer is so obvious, that he didn't even bother responding. So that was what we weren't sure about. Either way, that concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.